Previously on Do or Dice.
There's little crystals on the inside of the tower, kind of giving a nice low blue glow to the room. At the very center is a massive spiral staircase. It's going both up the tower and down. Every few minutes, you just hear stone on stone rubbing against itself.
If you guys want me to take front, we'll just start making our way slowly down the stairs.
Part of this sarcophagus looks like it's made out of similar material that the dye is made out of, that Bordock carries. But about 90% of this thing is made out of what you can tell is solid platinum. It has runes written all around it. Inside is a small scroll. He's the final resting place of the Archmage.
Does it have a name?
Komar. You start to hear a slight rumbling. The chamber you're in starts to rotate. In the floor looks to be a map of this continent.
What do you make of these ley lines, Koshin?
I don't know, but look, they intersect here, and they intersect there.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
Is everyone kind of finishing up in the map room? Goshen, did you take all the notes you wanted to?
Yeah, I believe I did.
Can you go ahead and just quickly roll me a perception check?
Sure. I'm good at these, hypothetically. Hey, 23.
Nice. You got as much detail as you could in any of these maps. You free-handed this quickly. All your training from the monastery is just, it was really on show right now.
Nice.
After a few seconds, you're going to hear, as Goshen's finishing up, you're going to hear the standard slow rumble as you're kind of used to this now. The rooms start to rotate.
Who was up there looking at the map with me?
As me.
And me.
Jerry Stoller. I cling to Jerry while the room rotates.
Whoa, steady there.
Another budding romance.
Everybody loves Thankfully. Jerry.
That's the name of the episode. Thankfully, this time, as the rooms rotate, the rooms shift, and thankfully, one passage opened up into another. So you have another room in front of you. Is there anything else you want to check out in this map room before you moved forward?
No,
I'm good.
As you guys shift into the next room, you just smell nothing but mold, decay. For some reason, this room is a bit damper than all the others. Has a large collection of the glowing crystals on the walls.
Sounds like most of my student housing.
There's a few kind of mushrooms growing over in the corner out of like a nice little wet spot.
Definitely sounds like my student housing.
You said we smelled decay. What's decaying?
Mm-hmm. It seems to be like just ages of mushrooms growing and dying and feeding the next generation. But it seems like it's still something this room is either connected to or next to seems to be giving off this stench.
Can I go and check out those mushrooms?
Yeah. Give me a nature. Nature or survival, your choice.
Survival, I believe. That's an 18.
Oh, that's your best roll so far.
Already better than all of last episode.
You have not seen anything like these, but they look a little familiar. It looks like they could be in the same family, maybe, as some things you might have seen a few weeks ago in the Underdark. Mm. But some of the coloring is a little bit off. But the one thing that sticks out in your mind is, even in the Underdark, whatever this kind of looks like was definitely some type of poison.
Yes, Pixar, those bad boys.
About how many are you grabbing?
As many as I can get my hands on.
And are you going to let us know that they're poisonous?
Well, maybe after the fact.
All of us are just like, oh, look, a snack.
You got about 14 of these mushrooms. Now, the rest of this room, every so often you see those glowing crystals in the other rooms you've been in. This one, for some reason, has a good deal more. It's about doubled, maybe even tripled, the amount of glowing crystals.
Can I take some?
You can try again.
Mm. I'm not going to bother. I've got my crystal.
You got your crystal? You will see, however, a few of these, maybe every fourth one or something, is giving off a different color.
Okay, I want a different color.
That's what I, yeah. Some of them are giving off a weird orangish kind of glow.
Cool.
Give me a strength check, Penny.
Strength is not my forte. Oh, it's an 8.
A similar thing is going to happen. You're kind of going to jump and just grabbing onto this glowing crystal. It's a bit smaller, so it's harder to get a grip on. You can't really yank it out.
Talbol?
Yes.
You know that I'm your favorite cleric, right?
You are.
Would you please help me get one of these other colored crystals?
Absolutely. I'll go over and try to see if I can wiggle one out.
Yeah, I'm not even going to have you roll for this. You go over and kind of just like flick it with your finger, and it just unlodges, and you can gently pick it out of the wall.
Here you go, Penny.
Thank you very much.
It is not a good deal, but a good bit smaller than the one you already had. So it's a little bit smaller, but it is giving off a bright orange kind of light.
Do they react to each other?
No, there's no reaction between the two.
Boring.
That you can tell, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Can I pull out another one and grab like a rock off the ground and see if I can powder it up?
Yeah. Are you going after one of the blue ones or one of the orange ones?
One of the blue ones.
The blue ones? Okay. Yeah, no, you're able to easily pull one of these out of the wall. Now, go ahead and give me a strength check for kind of smashing this thing.
It's a 10.
So you're kind of just using a rock nearby on the ground?
Yeah, just kind of trying to grind it into the floor, see if I can, use the two to smash it up.
As you swing this rock down on top of it, trying to hit it, the rock is going to crumble before the crystal.
Oh.
The crystal, as you're pushing it into the ground, is just going to dig its way into the ground. It's no mark on the crystal at all.
All right, I'll get out one of my hand axes and use the back end of it to see if I can kind of hammer it.
As you bring this down on it, you're going to see a few sparks are going to come off. You know, like when you hit iron on iron and kind of in the blacksmithing a bit.
Yeah.
As you bring it, it's going to get the same kind of sparking.
Hmm.
After maybe about a minute or two, you're going to hear a clink. The back of your axe has chipped.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Can I, hit them together, the two crystals?
Yeah.
See what happens.
So you're doing this, but just for clarification, you're taking a blue one and hitting against an orange one,
yes.
Right?
We're going to zoom out okay. And we just see like a mushroom cloud.
She gets electrocuted and dies instantly.
So you take these two and kind of smash them together like, you know, the monkey with the symbols?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly that. Bring these two together. It's hard to describe what is happening around you. You smash these two together and little bits of light are going to shoot off. It's little bits of like blue light is going to shine, orange light is going to illuminate this entire cavern for about a split second, like a lightning bolt just hit. There's going to be a little bit of smoke, a little bit of soot is going to be on your face. You just made a tiny little explosion kind of just happen. The crystals are fine.
Cool.
But the room is going to give off kind of just like an echo. You pretty much made a thunderstorm inside of this small room. And go ahead and roll me a d6, please.
Six.
Yeah, that's 6 points of damage that you just took from this bolt.
It was still cool. Worth it.
You got to walk up to the next bad guy and just be like, here, hold these, and then smack their hands together. Can we make anything else out, like, in this room? So far, every room we've been in has, like, at least been... seemed like it had a purpose, but like, is there anything other than old in here?
Not really. This is the first room you've come across that had the orange crystals in them. Can't really quite tell what they were for in this room, but the mushrooms growing does not look to be accidental.
What? So it was like a garden?
Possibly.
Can I take, I got one of the blue ones. Is there an orange mm-hmm. one that I could grab?
There's a few more up on the wall, yeah.
Okay. I need to take another blue one and then two orange ones, and I'm going to put those in separate bags. I think I'm going to try to make a weapon out of them. So no.
Okay, so you got two blue ones and two orange ones.
Yeah.
Do any of these react if we, like, move them towards the mushrooms? I can either take some out of the wall, or I'll just ask Talmor if he wants to check that as he's removing the additional stones.
Yeah, well, I can put one of each down by the mushroom.
I want to knock my blue one against another blue one that's still in the wall.
First, as you guys are expecting the light against the mushrooms, the closer the orange light gets to the last few mushrooms that Nim didn't grab, seeing a flower kind of bloom at times, right? They kind of just like grow a little bit, the petals fly out. It's going to do a similar thing, except the head of it is just going to expand. The last few, maybe three or four mushrooms on the ground are going to start growing the closer this light is.
Perhaps we should leave.
Yeah, these stones for sure cause cancer. Like, no way around it.
Now, Penny, mm-hmm. you want to smack a blue one against a blue one on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see, you kind of just take it and just whack it against the wall, kind of like a fly swatter. And there's going to be like a similar little sparks coming off, a little bit of illumination, not the giant bolt of lightning like there was before. But this time, the one that's in the wall, a few chips are going to fall off of it. The one in your hand is perfectly fine, but it's like you managed, unlike Talmor's axe, this one didn't crack. You managed to actually damage the crystal.
I'm sure this means something. But I'll save tomorrow's problems to tomorrow's me.
Not to be a hoarder or anything here, but is there like 4 or 5 more of these blue crystals that I could...
Oh, this room about? Is... There's probably about 2 dozen blue crystals in this room.
Okay, can I take like 5 blue and 5 orange?
Yes, okay. The orange ones are now gone in this room. So Penny has 1, Talmor has 6.
Okay. Wait, so there's no more orange ones in the wall?
No, you have 1 and Talmor grabs 6 others total.
Okay, let's go. Before these mushrooms kill us.
As you guys kind of leave this room a little, this room is now much darker. Talmor and Penny, whatever bags or pouches you put these crystals in are giving off a little bit of radiant light.
Cancer.
Penny, did you put these two crystals in different bags or the same bag?
I put the orange one away, but I'm still holding the blue one.
Okay.
There was there's only one hallway off this room, right?
Yes, that is correct. You guys want to go down that one hallway?
Think so.
Yeah. I mean, not really. Like, I'll put it out there. I don't want to be here. Talmor is fully scared, but...
As you enter into this room, at the very center is a crypt, another one of the sarcophaguses. Somewhat similar in design to the one in the center for the Archmage, but this one is completely hewn from stone. Unlike that one, this one kind of has a kind of like a relief of a gorgeous elven woman.
I'd like to check that out, if that's possible.
Yeah, you would.
What would you like to do?
Just see if I recognize the age of it, being that it's elven.
The words on the crypt itself, I mean, it's similar to the Archmage's. It's written in what looks to be the same old runic language. So it's hard. You can't quite make that part out.
I don't know that Jerry's got the translating the Rosetta Stone, right?
No. It's a plain stone, similar to the walls of this actual room and tower, but it's, you know, gorgeously, gorgeously carved. Again, doesn't look to be, I mean, elves don't carve stone, so it's odd that an elven woman on what looks to be more of kind of a dwarvish style of burial.
Can I open it?
Go ahead and give me a strength check, please.
12.
12. It's going to take you a little bit, but you're able to push the lid of this off. Inside is definitely not well preserved. Pretty much just see bones, but they're wrapped in a gorgeous gown. For some reason, the gown is still fine. It sparkles a little as the light in the room cascades against it.
Talmor's got to wear it.
Oh my God. On her head is a very simple but ornate kind of tiara.
And that.
And in her hands, kind of clasped close to her chest, looks to be an egg.
Like a Fabergé egg or like an actual egg?
Roll me a nature check.
Proficient. 18.
This is nowhere close to a Fabergé egg. This looks to be a actual egg. From what you can tell, just of the markings on the egg itself, it's similar to...
Just say it's a dragon. It's a dragon egg.
Yeah,
it's... come on.
Looks like an egg of a creature you've not seen before.
All right. This just became How to Train Jerry's Dragon.
Are we going to grave rob just everything that we see?
I mean, you're the one who opened it.
Well, I thought that's what we were doing, though. That we were opening all the things.
Better we have it than the fire cultists, just saying.
That's true.
That's how you get haunted.
This might actually be worth me like standing around for 10 minutes to cast Detect Magic and check out everything in here.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was already going to pick up the egg, but it's probably good that you do that just to make sure I don't vaporize if I touch it.
So you're going to cast Detect Magic, Jerry?
Mm-hmm, as a ritual.
So. All right. So as you're spending the 10 minutes to do this, you guys gonna check out the rest of the room?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
On these walls, different a little bit to the other ones you've come across. There's going to be a few more runic writings on the walls. A few candelabras off in the corners with crystals in them instead of candles. And again, this crypt is like dead center. Did you push the lid all the way off or just at an edge?
We'll go all the way off.
Hell yeah.
All the way off? So it would have hit the ground with a nice solid thud. After about 10 minutes, you can kind of tell just before, about halfway through Jerry casting his ritual, standard rotation of the rooms. So Jerry, after the 10 minutes have passed, the amount of magic you're sensing is more than anything you've felt before. It seems like every nook, cranny, everything is just drenched in magic.
That's pretty cool.
Little bits coming off the walls from the crystals. You can kind of sense another grouping of magic coming from Talmor's backpack. You can kind of sense some coming off of Ordok, one of his pockets, possibly. It's just almost a sensory overload. In fact, you can give me an intelligence saving throw.
Oh, nice.
Natural 20.
So everyone's going to look at you as after a little bit, you're kind of taking all this in, just shifting back and forth. Oh, how do you cast? Are you more of a sitting when you cast rituals or standing?
I would say I was sitting.
You're sitting almost like you're having a small seizure. Your head's shaking around. Your eyes are laying in the back of your head. But after a while, you manage to right yourself and just take all of this information in. For a split second, you can kind of see the layout of the dungeon, how it all works. And then in an instant, it's kind of out of your head a little bit. You can kind of sense that there are others in here besides the six of you. You can sense there is quite even just a tiny bit of magic coming from this egg in the crypt. And then as quickly as it came upon you, it all just leaves. And you're finally able to take a deep breath again and actually center yourself.
Would I have noticed?
Would we have noticed?
Jerry, like, seizing?
Oh, this, everyone would have seen him having a little mini episode almost.
I'm just going to, like, kneel down and put my hand on the shoulder and be like, are you all right?
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot to take in. I shouldn't have done that. Thought about it ahead of time. I'm okay. I'm okay.
What did you see?
These mushrooms, they'll make you feel much better.
More of a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
I'll give him some more.
Okay.
I saw everything. This whole place is magic, and I don't know, it was really hard to pick out things. But there's definitely something up with that egg. I just can't tell what.
I can sit on it like a chicken.
Tell more, touch it, see what happens.
Reach in and touch it with my finger.
It's going to feel slightly warm to the touch.
Oh, that is for sure a dragon.
Okay.
Tamor, hatch a dragon.
Since I didn't vaporize instantly, I'll just kind of pick it up. Like, how big is it in my hand?
Even for you, it will take probably about two hands to hold this thing. Ooh. It's about 8 to 10 inches tall and about 4 to 6 inches around. Or side to side, so it's a hefty thing.
Hey guys, do we want to take this because it's nice and warm?
Does it just look like a regular like egg? Is it just white or
no? It is actually a bit like a dark orange in color.
Oh, so it's an orange dragon. Cool.
To be fair, I do not think we should leave much for the fire cultists to find. So perhaps we should at least hold it for now.
Is the thing, like, hefty? Or is it, like, an egg where, like, don't drop that shit?
Talmor, give me a nature check.
An 8.
As you're kind of hefting this thing a little bit, looking at it, while it looks like it, at one point in time, was quite hefty, over the gods only know how long this thing was in here. It might have slowly decayed over time. The shell could have gotten slightly brittle. Because it's been in darkness for a very long time. So it could be anywhere on the spectrum of as strong as the crystals in the other room or as soft and brittle as, say, a femur. shot out of a bow.
Pull out one of the orange crystals
mm-hmm.
and kind of just put it near it. Let's see what happens.
I'm going to crouch down behind the sarcophagus.
Because the orange crystals made the mushrooms grow, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You're going to see... How long are you going to hold it there until you see something kind of happen?
Yeah, like a minute or so, unless something happens. well, if, you know, if nothing happens after a while, but I'll just hold it there for, let's say, like a couple minutes.
The egg itself, like I said, was kind of a dark oranges in color. As you bring this crystal closer to it, you're going to highlight a few of the just like small cracks on the very outside of the shell. But after a few seconds, you're just going to see these cracks slowly start to seal up.
Oh, hey.
The egg itself is going to get a little heavier in your hand, just slightly, just a little bit, enough for you to notice. And the color is going to slowly shift from a dark orange to more of a kind of a blood red.
Let's not hatch a red dragon.
I think these crystals can possibly cure cancer rather than give you it.
I'm going to, let's see, take out all of the orange crystals.
Let's not do that right now.
I have, okay. Well, I was going to protect the egg and orange crystals and then put it in my bag.
Tamil.
Yeah.
I think perhaps you should maybe wrap the egg in something to protect it and put it in your backpack with all the orange crystals.
Oh, okay. I'll take my shirt off and wrap up the egg.
Oh, you just didn't take your shirt off, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you're going to put this in your backpack?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the backpack with all the orange crystals in it.
I'll give him my orange crystal as well.
So is that two people with no shirts on now?
I think Kalmar's just slowly trying to copy Goshen.
Because he's so cool with his armor and no shirt.
Yeah,
he is very cool.
Kalmar's like death hugs are going to be a little bit more intimate now, though.
Yeah.
Skin to skin. Do we really want to risk potentially hatching this thing?
Hell yeah.
While we're fighting some other shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen?
We kill a baby dragon, I think, is the worst thing that could happen.
No, because if it's got all those crystals, maybe it'll grow really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, so we hatch an adult dragon. That's probably the worst thing that would happen.
We have six people here to mother it. Yeah.
But it'll imprint on Talmor. It'll think it's... He's its mother. Oh my God.
Yeah, you're not taking my baby.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, let's wait till we get to your cart.
Well, that's fine. It's in my backpack. It's wrapped up. It's not making direct contact with the crystals. It's fine.
This is a scientific fact. It's fine.
It's fine. Trust me, I'm a scientist. So are we going to grave rob the rest of her?
Hell no. Leave her alone. I'm going to, actually, before we go, I'm going to say a quick story to her corpse for grave robbing her.
I would like to slide a hand away that tiara when people aren't looking.
No, you would.
Whoa! Was not expecting that.
You're
one.
So goddamn shifty.
Told you we can't trust Goshen.
Yep.
All right, Goshen, give me a sleight of hand.
That would be 23.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I believe that passes everyone's passive perception.
Yeah, yep. That definitely passes mine.
By a lot.
So, yeah, the thing is, where are you going to store this on you?
I technically have a backpack that Talmor gave me. It just has nothing in it.
True. That is correct.
So it's going in my empty backpack, which is now no longer empty.
Except when we go to finish grave robbing her. It's like, oh, hey, where'd that tiara go?
No.
I mean, the other thing is like her dress, which is like, that's a bit far.
Well, that dress is like still pristine.
Oh my
and
God.
It's like super old. So it's definitely magical.
Leave it
and
alone.
I think it would really look good on somebody.
I just don't have the figure.
How about Goshen?
Goshen.
He's already got the tiara.
Martial arts princess Goshen. I'm in.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. So there are two hallways off of this room. One swings back to a room you guys have already been in. It looks a little obvious from the giant rubble of the stone guardians. The other one is straight ahead.
Wait, did we take that dress? Did someone
pocket? No, I don't think so.
No.
Fuck. All right.
I'd feel bad about undressing a woman. I'd be even worse about undressing a dead woman.
It's just a corpse. And like Goshen said, I'm not leaving this for the cultists. I guess I'll take a second and undress the lady.
Oh my god.
She's decayed. It's fine. It's just some bones.
How would you feel
it's
if this was your mom?
Huh? Archaeological research.
No, it's not. It's grave robbing.
I'm not going to keep it, so it's not grave robbing. I'm going to give it to the...
it's grave reselling.
Yeah.
Upcycling.
Upcycling. That's what I think.
Tell me, I'm
they've been
really
trying to get into these towers for how many years now? I'm going to give it to the people at Westspring. Or not Westspring, because they're all dead. Runewood. East Runewood. Oh, wait, your friend. Never mind. Oh. Magic dress.
I'm going to smack his hands away.
That whole speech was being given as I'm tearing bones out of this dress.
Wait, you like tore her up to get the dress out?
Well, it's not like she's going to come out like, you know, normally. She's all, her joints are all gummy and gross.
Have you ever heard of a freaking curse? Because I'm pretty sure you're cursed now.
It's fine.
You can remove curse at level 3, don't you?
Be all yeah. Right. Yeah, I have a cleric.
I'm not going to remove that curse, mate.
This needs to be given to the Mage's Guild. No, it doesn't. They need to study this.
Listen, the cults have already come through here, and if they didn't want to look in here, then...
Back me up here, Nim. You're an archaeologist.
Don't drag me into your weird dress fetishes. If anything, we should take the tiara because that probably does hold historical significance. Where is that tiara? Is
yeah. Oh, yeah. Where did the tiara go?
Silence.
The dress probably doesn't have historical significance. The tiara may do, but it seems to have gone. Did you drop it on the floor when you were dragging that dress out, Talmor?
I might. Yeah, I'm going to start looking for the tiara.
It is quite dark in here.
Roll me a perception check, Talmor.
My perception is a 12.
So you're looking around as you kind of grab this dress and took the bones and everything out of the dress. First off, the dress is gorgeous. It is a very shiny white. It looks almost like it is very small, very minute chainmail knitted together to look like fabric.
Is it mithril?
Oh.
Does it give disadvantage on stealth rolls?
Probably not.
Here we're not with this one.
Now, as you can, like, oh, you might have knocked it, so you're kind of digging through, and you just can't find where this tiara could have gone.
Hey, guys, I can't find... I'm sorry. I think I lost it. Hello there, I'm Trent, and welcome to another installment of Dicecast, a podcast within a podcast, because regular ads are boring. This week on Dicecast, we have some exciting news. It's free stuff time! If you've been following us on social media, you've probably seen this already, but we've partnered with Easy Roller Dice this week to give you some amazing dice prizes. Inside these prizes include a set of polymer resin dice in 3 different colors that you get to choose when you win in a brilliant blue, red, or yellow. These look amazing. They have like little swirls in them. They feel nice. Ugh, they're so good. As well as a metal D6, and in all of that is included in a handcrafted leather Easy Roller branded dice cup that you get to roll out of, and it's so good. I'm very jealous that we have to give them all away. These guys are pretty great if you don't already know about them. They're a premier dice retailer, and they sell just all sorts of cool stuff. They actually just had a successful Kickstarter for some amazing looking dice bags that have different class-related logos on them, and they're really cool, so go to their website and give them a look. And while you're giving them a look, add some stuff to your cart and buy some stuff, because they're great. And in addition to sponsoring this giveaway, Easy Roller has given us, given our listeners, a 15% off code for all of their orders. So just use the code DDP, as in Do or Dice Podcast, DDP15 at checkout for that discount, and you'll get 15% off your entire order, and it's awesome. So, this one, this giveaway is a Discord exclusive. If you aren't already a part of our Discord, we'll link all of the information below. What you have to do is jump over there, go to the giveaway channel, and enter to win there. We have a very active Discord right now, and our goal with these next few giveaways is to grow our channel as much as possible and grow our podcast and our community, because the bigger the community, the more we can give away, which is ultimately the goal, because we want to give as much stuff to you guys and give back for everything that you've done for us. So jump over to Discord and enter there, and while you're there, have a look around, say hi. And, you know, we just want to wish you the best of luck. And as always, thanks for watching. And that is all for this week's Dicecast. So enjoy the rest of the episode.
So, Tamar, you could not find the tiara anywhere. Crypt.
I think I lost the tiara. I can't seem to find it.
Well, if you can't find it, then the fire cultist probably can't find it either. It's fine, really.
But it was literally Goshen! Just here.
Roll me deception check, please.
Alright, let's do that. That sounds like fun. 16!
Alright, does that beat anyone's passive perception?
Yeah, it's got me.
Insight?
Yeah, I think he beat me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, no one kind of picks up on that one at all.
Goshen has a good point. We are on a time crunch, guys.
Yeah, I guess.
The less time we spend in this spinning hell, the better.
Do we go down or that way?
Yeah, we have some options.
Going down is back into a room you have been into before.
But there's another room with a bit going down.
That leads into a solid wall of stone. Depends on where the rotation is. Yeah. So that one's blocked off. So that leads you into another room further into the rotation.
We've hit a dead end. Excellent.
Well, no, you. There's one more room you can check. Now, on the way to this other room, there is a decently sized solid wooden door. It is the first door you've actually come across.
Is it locked?
You want to check the lock?
Yeah, let's do that. Just knock on the door now. I'll see if I can open it.
So as you go and grip the handle, roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Thought they triggered all the traps. Oh, shit. That's a 4.
Oh. So as your hand kind of grabs the handle of this door, on the door itself, a weird shifting of definitely elvish runes are going to pop up in kind of a circle formation, inner crossing lines.
I was about to be pissed if this was a mimic.
Damn it, I should have done a mimic. Of just blue is going to bright illumination, and you're just going to take 7 points of lightning damage.
Shit.
As it kind of just runs right through your armor, right into you.
It's kind of like ancient version of one of those comedy hand buzzers.
Yes, exactly that.
So I'm just going to quickly and pull back and be like, oh, God, don't touch that. And shake my hand for a while.
Was the color of that lightning like the color of the blue crystal by chance?
Quite similar.
Who knows Elvish?
I do.
I know Elvish.
What did that say?
Jerry, roll me an Arcana check.
Said some magic shit. 10.
For the split second you saw that flash against the door, you definitely pick up the words lightning, shock, guard. And now that you've kind of seen it, it's definitely not... You can definitely see runic symbols carved into the door quite easily.
It's just a warding spell to zap anybody that gets close, I think.
Talmor?
Yeah?
Could I borrow one of those orange crystals?
Yeah.
Cool. I would like to, after he hands me the crystal, kind of toss it in my hand a couple times to get a feel for the weight of it. Mm-hmm. And then when I have a clear shot, I would like to chuck it as hard as I can at the door.
So, when I saw him grab the crystal, I wanted to leave the room. Or at least go into the hallway.
You gonna take one of my crystals? Yeah, break it. That's my baby dragon's life source.
It'll be fine.
So you take this crystal. Yeah, he said... Good chuck. The moment it hits this door, you're going to see like a web of lightning crisscross across this door. And the door itself is just going to implode. The crystal is going to hit a thud on the ground, completely solid. And around it is just going to be ash and rubble from the door.
That was really cool.
Yeah, it kind of was. Is the crystal good then?
Yeah, the crystal is fine.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go pick that back up.
Put it back with the baby.
Was there anything behind the door?
Yeah.
10 mimics.
Oh, man.
30 mimics the size of doors and crystals. Now, as the smoke kind of clears the hallway, you see what looks to be a gorgeously decorated study. Nice rug on the floor, a desk on one side, a single bookshelf in the corner. And what looks to be a dusty, about twin-size bed.
I sprint in from the hallway.
Dashing past everybody else. Mm-hmm. There's an inkwell on the desk. It's what's your attention going to?
Books. Anything written down?
There are a few books that have decayed. Just time, dust here and there. A few of them still seem to look like they're in good condition. One is a hardback tome with a weird leather is wrapped as bound in.
Skin.
It's the
Necronomicon.
Yeah, Necronomicon.
In fact, give me an investigation check real quick.
19.
Oh, yeah. You know this as skin.
Oh, my God.
This
actually
looks
skin?
To be human skin. And as you take it out and you're kind of looking at it, the front page is like it was branded almost.
You're touching it? Your bare hands?
The branding on the front looks to be three hexagons, one inside the other, with a small eye at the very center.
Oh, shit.
Do we see this or what?
I mean, would you guys have come into the room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone can kind of see that Jerry's holding a skin-bound book.
Penny doesn't hide her mark, does she?
I did before, but I didn't have much choice because I got a short sleeve shirt from, I forgot his name, Timothy?
Yes, Timothy.
So I didn't have much choice but to have it out.
This is definitely the same symbol, right?
Yeah, it is exactly the same symbol. The one in the book is a little more ornate than the one that appears on Penny.
Hey, Penny, you might want to check this out.
I don't want to touch it. What a fucking weird skin book.
Well, okay, then I'll hold it here to look. That's the same symbol that's on your arm.
It's probably just a coincidence, right?
Well, if she won't start like reading through it, I'll start like skimming through it. I want to see what this book's about.
You need to read it out loud.
A good bit. I mean, from what you can tell in the book, it is written in the same language of the tower.
Yes!
And even the title on the book itself, everything is in the same language of the tower.
Do you know
We're
what it says, Jerry?
So good at translating all this stuff. Oh, I can feel it.
Now, a lot of the pages is covered in blood. A good bit of these pages are. Some of them are kind of stuck together in places just because of, blood gets sticky from time to time.
Man, what if it's the people that got the branding get turned into books? Oh.
What?
does this stuff look like it's been down here as long as everything else?
Some of the books, the newer ones, look like they maybe a century and a half, 150, 170 years, maybe. About the same age as most of the newer things you've been finding in the desert.
I feel like the spire has so many mixed messages. Like, it was the final resting place of that archmage, and also there's some sort of, like, necromancy crazy book here. Like, what the hell's happening?
Big. Is it necromancy? I mean, I'm not dead. I don't think I'm dead.
It's a book wrapped in skin.
Does anybody else know that she brought someone back to life, or is that like something that she
didn't share? I didn't tell anyone.
Tell Jack. Now, a few other things that are on this bookshelf. One is a gorgeously decorated scroll, still in pristine condition. Looks to be made of like a dark red wood with gold accents on it. And another is a small leather-bound journal.
I'll for sure flip through that if no one else wants to go.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm going to definitely go through. I'm reading everything.
Eventually. Ordok, are you going for the journal or the scroll first?
I'm not touching that scroll. I'll go for the journal.
That's fine. I'll read the scroll.
The journal, from what you can tell from the first couple of pages, seems to be the personal journal of the Archmage Komar. It looks like it's a journal of research, language translation. It looks to be like he kept this thing for decades. As you keep going, the back pages, you think you're getting towards the end, but pages just keep coming. So you know for sure you've gone through this book three or four times, but pages keep appearing in the back of the book.
It's a book of infinite journalism.
Is it just like all like magical notes, or is there anything? Is there like personal entries about his life? Is it like an actual journal or just like a notebook?
Both. It's a journal of his day-to-day life, okay. Kind of just history. It seems like he kept this journal. You know how many people keep different journals for like, okay, here's my life, here's my research, here's my hobbies. He kept, because of the way this book is, that this journal is structured and created and chanted, you keep it all in one place and keep it on him. It's about maybe 4.5 inches tall. It's a small, like, pocket-sized journal.
Okay.
Something that could easily be kept on you.
I'm just going to, like, get bored of flipping through this and just close it and be like, I think you're going to want this, and just hold this up to Jerry.
I'm reading the scroll.
The scroll itself seems to be a guide for training dragons.
Told you it was a fucking dragon.
Is it called How to Train Your Dragon?
It is an old scroll. It seems like it was very well kept. It looks like it's written and kept on wood. It was a nice rosewood container, but as you kind of open it, it opens up in segments. And looks to be just like an old Elvish. It is written in Elvish, just of dragon raising and training. Ordok is going to put this journal in front of your nose.
Sorry. I wasn't paying attention. What did you find?
It looks like the personal journal of Komar. There's a bunch of notes in here. It just keeps going. So, you know.
We'll get this. And I hold up the scroll. This is a book on how to train your dragon.
So far from what you can tell of kind of this tower and the layout of things, it looks like this might have been Komar's home, perhaps.
So, guys, I've been thinking a little bit. We haven't seen any sign of the cultists in this whole segment. They definitely would try to break down this door. Like, it wasn't real hard for us. They were able to break into the tower in the first place. So they don't have any idea any of this is here.
So we should burn it all to make sure they don't get it?
No, I just know we were worried about like taking everything we could get our hands on so that the cultists didn't find it.
Does seem to be a wise option still. We can always replace the things after the cultists are dealt with, but
I definitely think we should take this creepy book.
creep.
Oh yeah, I got all the books in my bag.
Do you want me to wrap up that or roll up that rug there, Nim? I seen that you smiled as soon as he's like, "There's a nice rug on the floor."
I look up and say, "Sorry, what?" I was rifling through the drawers in the desk.
So, as you were going through the drawers in the desk, mainly what it is, it seems to be papers, a few notes, not really making any sense, extra quills, some ink, a key. The strange thing about this key is it seems to have been carved from one of the blue crystals.
Did anyone else see that?
Wasn't there a keyhole back up where we left the cow?
Or it was just the key to the door that we just blew up.
That's true. That could be. Yeah.
I think one of us should take it because it's got to be good.
I mean, you've got 1,000 pockets.
Can I take some of those quills as well for feathers?
Yeah.
For making arrows.
Yeah, there's about probably a dozen quills and 3 bottles of ink.
Sweet. I don't really need the ink. I just want the feathers.
I'll take the ink.
Ink could be good. I'll take the ink.
Oh, you want some ink too? Okay, you can have some ink.
I'm just thinking it would be good for throwing in people's eyes.
Ah.
All right, I'll take one. So Jerry, Goshen, and Penny each took a bottle of ink.
Yeah. I was thinking for my maps, but throwing it in people's face is also a pretty noble use of ink, I think.
Yeah, I was definitely going to use it to write with. But.
But that is about the contents of this room, unless you want to take his pillow off his bed.
Talmor?
Is it a nice one?
It looks to be like it's a feather down pillow.
Oh, that's like hundreds of years old. Don't take that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. I'm fine. I've already stolen enough stuff today.
Now, in the distance, you remember when you were up at the top of the tower, you were hearing the smashing and then the grinding of the rooms?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start hearing the smashing again.
I'm going to pull out that die real quick and give her a look-see.
Nothing on the die has changed.
Okay.
Well, I think we should probably get a move on.
I'm going to ask Gordok about his dice again real quick and say, you seem real hung up about those dice, Gordok.
Well, they were given to me by a fae, so they seem to be tied to this tower. I think that this is as close as we can get to real-time feedback for how close the cultists are getting.
I think they're giving you too much anxiety. I think you should cast them aside. Just throw them away, man. you don't need that in your life.
That's all right. I'm pretty good at anxiety.
All right. Whatever.
You just want my die. I know this guy.
Just trying to help.
There's only one left. I gotta protect
it. See, look at all these excuses come out. It's obvious that you're hung up about them. You should let go.
I'm going to put the die very specifically back in my pouch.
I'm going to pat him on the shoulder as I walk past. Well, not on the shoulder, just like on the thigh maybe. It's probably all I can reach.
Kinky.
And just say, when you're ready, I'll look after it for you. But
Noted.
You need to make that decision for yourself.
I'm gonna whisper to Ordog, like, what's up with these people?
I'm just gonna shake my head. I don't know.
I just want to make sure I got all this. I got Penny's skin book, the Infinite Journal, and the Collector's Edition of How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes, yes. As you guys are exploring, as I said before, you heard the crunching of stone. And then you hear the rotation. The thing is, the rotation's happening a little earlier than it should.
Well, that's not good.
Even the spire knows we're running out of time.
I guess we're just going to start moving with haste, I think. A little less fucking around and a little bit more moving.
A little less grave robbing.
Yeah. Unless it's real good shit. Otherwise, we're just going to move through these rooms.
Well, the next room you guys enter, I'm assuming you guys are going to backtrack a little bit and take that right fork.
Yeah.
As you enter this room, it is brightly lit as it is full of bookcases. Oh my god.
Set it all on fire. Move on.
All right, guys. Good luck stopping the cultists. I'll be in here when you need me.
Only a few of the books are in any condition to read or move from this location. A lot of them have decayed well past anything.
It's Komar's library.
Yeah.
Pretty much. When this tower lined up right, it was right outside his personal room. Jerry, you want to check through some books real quick?
I don't want to check through them. I just want to figure out which ones like still are legible and just put them in my backpack. I'll have time to read them later. I have a lot of books now.
Some titles that are going to stick out as you're checking and tossing them into a bag. One, A Dance in Fire. Another one, Lights in the Dark. Healing Herbs of the Northern Mountain Clans, Volume 3. Reflections of Cult Worship in the Empire, Volume 1.
This is good.
Secrets of the Apothecary, Volume 7.
Interesting.
Language of the Fae.
Ooh, I need to love languages.
The Eight Visions. Those are the only books that seem in any decent condition.
Now I have them all.
We should probably keep that Fae one handy. That might be useful.
I thought so too.
Keep that at the top of the pile.
All right.
As we're talking to a Fae, wait a minute, let me flip through and find how I say this.
Donde está baño? No, wrong one, hang on.
If his library spins, right, where's his toilet? Does that spin as well? Because that would catch you out, wouldn't it? Get up in the middle of the night and your toilet's not there. You're pissing in your library.
Gotta wait 20 minutes at least.
Yeah.
So, Nim, you brought up a very good point. You're an all-powerful wizard. You can do whatever you want. What do you do with your craps? To a plane shift. Boom.
I'm sure he had control of the tower when it
was. Oh, you're going to say his bladder.
He was an adult man. I'm sure he did have control.
He's a fairly old man.
He might have
control.
You never know.
I'm guessing when he died, he probably set this thing just to spin randomly. But I'm sure when he was alive, it span on his command.
One of you, please roll me a perception check.
20.
So as Jerry's looking through the bookshelves, you're kind of checking a few of them out too, because it's good craftsmanship. You're trying to do your archaeologist thing. You notice a slight breeze coming out from under one of the bookcases.
Guys, I found a secret door. Look, watch this. I'm going to pull a book and it's going to move, yeah?
The book's going to crumble in your hands. But yeah, you're going to hear a clink and like large clockworks. You're going to hear kind of just like in one of the walls. It's just going to start ticking. And the door is just going to slowly swing open.
I'm
going to
look back at the party and like raise my eyes. I've seen that before.
So, inside this hidden treasure chamber.
Is it Komar's toilet?
You want to know what the garden was made from? So, you're going to find a small little chest. There's a decent bit of gold in there, just from a cursory glance, maybe 180 pieces of gold. A couple of gemstones inside, a pearl or two.
I'm gonna walk in and swing my axe at it wildly.
Just
it's gonna scatter all the coins.
It's already open, right?
Idiot.
I don't know why. I really feel like I should just destroy the wood part of the chest, and we can pick up the treasure later.
Up on the wall. Well, now there's about 180 gold worth of gold on the ground, plus some gems. You're going to find a nice, hefty bag. You're not quite sure what's inside of it. Kind of hanging on a nail kind of off on one of the other shelves. On the other side, hanging on another nail, is a very ornate-looking bag.
Does this bag hold many things, by chance?
There's a high possibility this bag may hold many things. Another thing is, on one of the shelves, is a... It looks to actually be locked, a scroll case.
I'll break the lock.
I've got a key. Hold on, wait there. Is my crystal key going to fit in that?
The crystal key does not fit.
Oh, knock yourself out then. Smash it.
Break open.
normally I'd say, okay, we'll go roll with it, but I'm going to warn you, the way the lock is on the scroll case, it's embedded in it. There's really no way to break it without destroying the scroll inside.
All right. Well, then I will just carry the case.
John, I grab the bag.
You grab the bag of holding?
Yes.
I mean, the bag that could hold possibly. Yeah. You grab the bag of holding.
Awesome.
Oh, if you've got that new bag, Goshen, chuck a shrove one. I need a second bag.
I was just grabbing it so we didn't forget. Here you go. I hand him the bag and I start going through the second bag.
So you gave him the bag of holding?
Yeah.
All right, you're following me off with that.
So, Goshen, as you go to open the other bag, you're going to see inside, it's not weighing a lot. It's about maybe 1 pound. But inside looks to be black scales.
I grab them for now, I guess.
Hey, Nim, do you want to put these in this bag? It's black scales of some sort. Can I roll a nature check on it and see what they came from?
Sweet. Go for it.
A dragon.
That's what I guess too, yeah. Oh, good. My nature's horrible. 16 with -1, though. So that's okay.
Wow. It looks to be similar to Drake scales that Nim... Then you... Yeah, from you seeing Nim pilfer random scales off random creatures. That these look to be similar to Drake scales, but they're a bit thicker and wider.
Hmm. These look sort of like the scales that you have, Nim. Would you like them?
Do you not want them?
I don't have a use for them.
Yeah, chuck them in. And I just open my bag and just like lob them in that.
Absolutely. I throw all the scales and stuff into the bag.
Well, the scales just disappeared.
Jerry!
Yeah?
We threw some scales in this bag here and they're gone.
Well, stick your hand in farther?
I really wish I had my stick still.
Jerry, roll me an Arcana check.
So I rolled a 9.
Yeah, you have an idea about what this bag could possibly be just from the intricate weavings on the outside of it.
Okay, I'm gonna stick my hand in the bag and like think about it. Mean dragon scales? They mean snake scales? They mean... And then just kind of think about them, reach my hand in there and try to find them.
Yeah, your hand hits them immediately once the image of them hits your mind.
All right, and I pull them out. They're right here, guys.
Oh, I suppose I just missed them then.
I can't carry this bag. It's like heavier than me. Like it's almost twice as heavy as me. So you take it and I'll take that one on your back.
I'm not very strong either. Perhaps we should give it to Talma.
Yeah, I can carry it.
I like how literally Talma is becoming the pack mule.
I'll pick it up. I can, since you're so weak, and I just reach and grab the bag off of Goshen's back.
What are you doing?
You just said you were weak and you couldn't carry a bag, so I'll carry it for you so you're not encumbered when you need to jump around and do your ninja stuff.
Oh yeah, here, take mine too.
Okay. I'm just going to start putting the bags, just wrapping them around my back and connecting them together and tying them off.
Let me get out of it first. I can hand him the backpack. Doesn't really matter, so sure.
I'm going to start taking the contents out of all the bags and combining them into one.
I like how the only reason you're doing this is because you know he stole something.
I know, right?
Well, no, I can't carry all these bags, and if the one that he handed me was really light, I'll like try to roll it up and, you know.
I mean, Tamar, I don't think there's any reason you need to carry just that this bag is particularly heavy. Maybe that one would do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
What's in there? Why can't Nim lift this?
I'm going to reach down in there, see why the bag's so heavy.
Inside the bag, you can just feel pretty much a completely empty void.
Reach down further.
your arm is fully in the bag. And the bag's not as long as your arm.
Hey guys, either I'm freaking out or something's going on here.
So while he's like digging around the bag, I have all of my books like stacked up, and I'm just going to stand over the bag and drop them in.
And Tell me, you're going to feel the books rush past your arm and then nothing.
What the fuck? I'm going to stick my head down in there. Hello?
After a few seconds, you feel no air.
Oh, God. Am I choking? Jesus. Guys, there's something wrong with this bag.
All right. I'm going to start laughing. This is fun. All right, guys. I'm messing with you. Don't worry. Stick your hand back in there and think about those scales.
Okay. I reach down in there and think about some scales.
And you're going to feel them brush right against your fingers.
Oh, that's weird.
It's a bag for storing things when you have no space.
Isn't that all bags, though?
Well, more so.
Oh. Is it magic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How much can it store?
Quite a bit. I'm not real specific. I don't know, I've heard of it, but...
Well, let's try it out.
Hey, Talmor, stick your hand in there and think about a quarterstaff.
Stick my hand in there and think about a quarterstaff.
Actually, there's something I want to try with it real quick. I'm just going to take the bag and invert it.
Did you put all your books in?
Yeah.
So all the books are going to come out. All of the scales are going to come out. Everything else you guys put in the past 5 minutes came out. Also in this bag... shit, I wasn't expecting this one so soon.
Jerry Alden, Master Wizard.
4 small vials are going to roll out. And what looks to be one of those crystals on the end of a like short staff, almost like a torch.
Goshen?
Yeah, I can hold that.
Goshen, as your hand grabs this staff... What do you kind of just like inspect it a little bit?
Yeah, kind of like inspect it and then flip it a little bit, sort of like a mace almost.
Well, the crystal is a very small version compared to the ones on the wall. Imagine it's the same diameter as the staff and probably about an inch and a half long.
Oh.
And as you twirl this thing, it's going to get longer and longer till it's about as tall as you are.
Yes, I'll have this. Thank you.
Like crystal or the staff? Like which part?
Staff.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the Chinese folklore about the Monkey King?
Yes.
Knew it. Mm.
Yes, I was thinking that too.
Imagine that kind of staff.
It's weird because you guys were thinking badass bow stuff and I was thinking magical girl. Talmor's got that dress, right? It's gorgeous.
Oh,
and Goshen's got a tiara.
Oh my god, I've become a magical girl. Help me. So if I twirl it the other way, does it get shorter again?
Not quite. You'll spend some time with it and I'll kind of explain to you what happens with
it. In the moment, I'll just carry it with me.
Right now it kind of glows a little bit as you have it. When you were spinning it, imagine it was getting to know who you were. And it kind of grew to match your size.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's adaptable.
Awesome. I have a weapon again.
What are those vials? Does it look like Drake blood like we've seen before?
It looks a little more liquid than the Drake blood was. It was a little... this is a darker kind of color. There are no labels on it.
You know, just kind of scoop that, the gold... all the books, just kind of put
and
it
gems.
All in there.
Yeah, let's
and
just
the gems
everything.
And the pearls.
Yeah. You want to hold on to the bag or
I mean, if it. You want to.
All right, I'll take the bag. I have the bag now.
That makes sense.
Like how I shifted so many times.
Okay, let's make haste.
There is one more room off of this library. It kind of forks off but meets again at a central location. At the end of it, kind of widens out to be a good size diameter. Looks to be an empty archway. The same kind of runic symbols as before, but there seems to be 8, 10 of them, maybe, symbols only on one single block. And there's a hole at the center of it.
Like a keyhole?
Like a keyhole.
Hey, Nim.
Yes.
Hey, where's that key?
Oh, you want to try the crystal key, innit? All right, I'm going to walk up and slip that bad boy in there.
It fits perfectly into the keyhole. The way the key is oriented, the rune above it is going to glow. So as you turn the key, the rune in particular lights up above the key. However, nothing changes with the doorway itself.
Do the symbols that are on this archway look anything like any symbols that might have been on that map from the map room?
Yes.
Okay. I'm thinking that this is just like a doorway that travels via ley lines. So like as you turn the key, it lights a different rune?
Yes. The runes are kind of like a clock face.
But nothing happens to the actual arch at all?
No, nothing happened when you put the key inside.
I wonder if it's like Stargate. It needs to be turned on the other side.
The rooms are going to rotate again. Goshen, grab your partner.
I got a staff this time.
If this was your first time listening, then thanks for coming. New episodes are released weekly, and all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios are available at doordicepodcast.com. If you get a chance, please subscribe to Do or Dice in your podcast player of choice. And if you have time, leave us a review, as it helps others find the show. You can stay up to date by following us on Twitter or Facebook at Do or Dice Podcast, or join the conversation on Discord. Thank you for your support, and check us out next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.